This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I got a returning guest. They were on my show back in September. We're talking about Medicine Man Technologies, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MDCL. And with us today is the co-founder, president, and interim CEO, Mr. Andy Williams. Andy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. And just one quick correction, we are QX.
Oh, well, QX. Congratulations, OTCQX. Thank you for updating me. Future Vision, DBA Medicine Man, press release. It's been a little while since you guys been on the show. I think September was the last time I was on the show. Bring us up to speed.
Well, you know, this company, when we formed it in 2014, even in our original S-1, our goal was to have this public company and of course, build expertise and reputation in that industry, but to be ready to be operators in the cannabis space when the time was right. And the time is right now. So over the last 5 years, this company has grown to be a leader in the cannabis consulting space, as well as offering different products to the industry. We work in 17 states and 7 countries right now. We've developed expertise in all of those in order to assist our clients. In the past, we've helped them get competitive licensure wins, design and build facilities, train employees, get systems up and running, get their doors open. We've helped people turn around their businesses that got into the cannabis industry but weren't performing to what they thought they should, and they invite us in to help them do that, and we do. We help with other things like pro formas and designs and all kinds of things around the country, around the world now. In our product lines, our Success Nutrients, which of course is the best nutrient line on the market, and that is expanding very quickly right now in terms of what we're doing. We're expanding the registration of that product to all over the United States, and then we'll be focusing globally. And then we have the book, Threalite, How to Grow Cannabis Like We Do in Your Home. That's sold over $1 million worth of copies, well over now, on the second edition of that. And so, but why is the timing right now? So as a lot of you know, I am a part owner of Medicine Man as well as MedFarm and MX, the three acquisitions that we've announced so far. And, I've been in this space since 2009. We're an early adopter. Medicine Man is a leading operator in cannabis in Colorado, which is the most competitive market in the United States, and we do well here. We cultivate and sell marijuana, and people can see us NBC or MSNBC Pot Barons, and we have a docuseries on us. It's on our website as well. That's the marijuana company that we built the consulting company off of. But up until this point, marijuana companies haven't been able to be owned by public companies. And I've been working very hard the last few years to change that law, and this year will be successful. House Bill 1090 is going through right now, and Governor Polis has said he can't wait to sign it. The legislature is still on board. Of course, the bill was passed last year that was vetoed by Governor Hickenlooper. So there's actually a better bill for the industry going through right now. And, when that passes, I anticipate it passing in February, Governor Polis will sign it. And by midsummer, we should be able to finalize the acquisitions of the cannabis companies. And so that'll be, the launch of Medicine Man Technologies into the operating space. But we're not going to stop there. That's just where we're beginning.
Can we switch gears just for a second, Andy? I want to talk about paradigm shifts. Do you think in 5 or 10 years from now, that big pharma will find a paradigm shift where they're at? Because there's a lot of healing powers in cannabinoids, CBD, and products like that. I just wanted to get your take on that.
Absolutely. This has been a part of my business plan now since 2015, the pharma side. If you have time for a little story, one of my partners is, our first client with Medicine Technologies was a gentleman named T.J. Johnsrud. He owns Nucara Pharmacy out of Iowa. And he was he's licensed, or you know, was licensed in Illinois for the cannabis industry. And during that process, we got to talking. And he's at the time he was a 43-year compound pharmacist, and I think he had 25 compound pharmacies at the time and pharmacies around the United States. He now has 35. You know, he's had a lifetime of making medicine and lifetime achievement award from the University of Iowa and other honors. And he wrote a white paper on advancing the science of cannabis that really inspired me. And I said, hey, TJ, we need to do this. And so, you know, 3 years later or whatever it was, you know, we opened our doors at a company called MedPharm. And the focus of that company is research. You know, we have PhD chemists and compound pharmacists that have been making medicine for over 30 years, that they have a lot of patents under their belts already. And that's what we're doing. We're researching cannabis. We have the only research license that's owned by a cannabis company in the state of Colorado, and I believe that's the case for the country as well. We have a GMP certified facility. Well, it'll be certified tomorrow anyway. That we produce all of these dosage forms in and grow cannabis. And we also have a sterile clean room that for research we can make sterile dosage forms. So it's very unique in the country, and it's because I think that's where the cutting edge is for this industry and also the benefit for individuals. So finding dosage forms that have the correct formulation in the right dosage form that's reliable and repeatable to help human conditions is really what we're after, what the pharma world is after, and we're on the cutting edge of that.
My guest today is Medicine Man Technologies, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol MDCL. And with us today, you've been listening to Mr. Andy Williams. MedPharma press release you put out, recently you put out a press release. You want to give us a little bit of a backstory on that?
Yeah, so in addition to coming to terms and agreement with Medicine Man Denver and their cultivation and poor stores, we also came to an agreement with MedPharm and MX. Those two are combined. MX is a license holder in Colorado, and MedPharm is the management and IP company that's over MX. And so we came to an agreement with them. They are licensed as marijuana-infused product licensees in Colorado under the medical and recreational laws. We're producing a number of brands right now that have been adopted very quickly into the market. These are just top-tier products that are selling wildly, and the growth of that company is tremendous. We started selling products in March of 2018, and we're already at a run rate of over $2.5 million, and by the end of 2019, it'll be probably closer to six in terms of a run rate for sales. So it's a phenomenal company, but you know, really the purpose of that company was to sell products in order to make money and stay in business so that we can support the research that we want to do.
Two-part question. What's the future for Medicine Man Technology, and what would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, the future of Medicine Man Technologies is to continue to expand our current service and product lines. There are some service lines that we'll be offering anymore, but we'll still be offering a lot. Success Nutrients, of course, will be going global. You know, our turn to being operators is going to be our focus. And while we're focusing on Colorado right now, because we are uniquely situated to roll up the best of the best in Colorado, we also get calls from all over the country wanting us to be their operating partner in exchange for majority control of the business. And they build out the facility. So we'll be expanding around the country through acquisition as well as startups. In partnership type opportunities like I did just described. And, you know, MedPharm, this is public and it was announced in the acquisition. MedPharm has been working on an agreement with a company in Colombia to be fully vertically integrated there. And we'll continue those discussions as time goes on, and hopefully they'll become fruitful soon. And if that does, you know, we might be in a position to be a dominant provider of cannabis to the world from that country. So, you know, we have a lot of work in our future ahead of us in explosive growth. And I think the most telling thing for people right now is to look at our company compared to the competitors in the space. And there's plenty of the big companies that you've seen out there that are operators. And the multiplier from gross revenues to market cap for us is about five right now. And you look at our direct competitors that are plant-touching public companies, and their multipliers run from 22 to 122. And so there's a lot of blue sky for our stock right now because prior to this point, we've been a consulting company. But now that we're plant-touching, I believe our stock is going to be reevaluated.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have either yourself or a representative from your company on my show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully, you'll come back on the show here in about 30 to 40 days, give us an update of what's going on at the end of the first quarter.
I would love to, Everett. Thank you very much for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.